Hello. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I'm Uncle Bye Bye, and with me, as always,
the Brit.
Yes. There she is. We are here tonight to talk to you about
Jersey.
The Real Housewives of Jersey. Okay, now this thing is going to get to me. I can already tell. I thought it might be mildly to moderately entertaining.
Oh, I knew it would get you. You ain't seen
it's
going to
be
yet.
A lot. It's like the boxing match where your opponent never really like hits you straight in the face of the head. It's just body blows.
Yeah.
That take you down slowly till you start crumbling. You just can't handle it anymore. You're not knocked out.
We're only two episodes
in. I know.
It's
but
the first
these people
round.
Are fucking terrible. They're fucking do you disagree with me?
They are awful but very enjoyable.
Oh my god.
I've watched it for years and years.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about it. I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter.
No.
I won't get into all the things I don't like. Let's have some positivity here tonight.
I did like your analogy of the Hamptons to New York is what the Jersey Shore is to New Jersey.
Well, yeah.
I like that. Because that sums it up right there.
That's it. I mean, there's different parts of the Hampton. I mean, there's different parts all the way out on Long Island, you know? Like Fire Island was known for the gay men would go to Fire Island,
really?
I think it was. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Vacation homes and beach life is wonderful, you know?
Yeah. I'd love it.
I was very fortunate to spend some time in Martha's Vineyard
was
a spot.
I would like to go there.
It's a nice spot.
I'd like to go to Nantucket.
I guess Bostonians go, but New Yorkers also.
Yeah.
You know, a refuge on the East Coast. But we're, so this part of this episode takes place at their shore house, as they call it, which it would be like, you know, around here in the Midwest, your lake house, right?
Yeah, the lake.
Or the cabin
Ozarks.
Or whatever,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You got your... You know, or even the snowbirds, you know, who have, you know, their place in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's great. That's great. We're going to run through the episode as we do. And then when we hit the points that...
I have a feeling you're ready to charge.
I have some things to say.
Okay, well, let's get with it.
Okay, well, I don't like Danielle... And her plan to make a star out of her.
That stage mom thing.
Yeah, what do they call it? Pageant mom.
Yeah.
That's gross. So I disapprove of that. I mean, I guess if there's money to be made, I don't know. Who am I to say what to do? But the parents are doing this sometime. Again, well, I'm just going to circle back. Forget all that. Forget my thoughts on pageantry and showbiz kids and all that. In situations like this, and by that I mean reality TV, I feel strongly that the children should be left out.
Especially the little kids.
Very little kids.
Yeah. The older children...
They don't have a choice.
Yeah, and I think sometimes they want part of it to show off, you
yeah,
know?
Right. Okay, so... these little... These are just time-killing segments that they give us.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so we get to see Dolores and Paul talking about something that I don't give a shit about that I've already forgotten.
Yeah.
Who cares? Paul, I don't like.
Paulie?
I don't like him.
Well,
He is a guy, honestly, if I met him in person, it would be more than dislike. I feel an underlying... intimidation by him, and
he's
at all trust him.
No, it's his stature. He got no.
He's
warmth.
Got bad body
yes,
language.
He does.
He's got bad body
he's
language.
He's kind of rigid, and he looks like
and not to dwell.
But
on
he's
it.
Irish, and I was going to say he reminds me of some of the guys at home who would like be in the pubs on a Saturday night, and you know they're just looking for trouble. They stand there, kind of eye the other guys up and down.
And
that's
I know
what
I'm repeating myself. But this guy has a behind-the-ear tattoo, okay? A behind-the-ear tattoo.
I don't think I've ever
okay?
seen a guy
I just
with
don't,
one.
Well, yeah, everyone you've seen that has one is a loser.
Okay. I don't hang out with losers, so.
Sorry. Maybe that's not true. No. Maybe that's probably not true. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bitter. Maybe I'm just taking...
Maybe you want
maybe,
one.
I absolutely don't want one. A behind-the-ear tattoo? Okay, I don't like that guy, and I don't trust him. But I will say that he is not the most difficult to look at. Guess who the most difficult for me to look at is.
Was there a song you written know. About him? Louie?
Yeah,
Louie?
Yeah. Louie. Oh, your face has got to go. Yeah. Okay, that guy, it's all just awful. The duck-lip mouth and then the fake high cheekbones and the eyes that never shut. And it's like, I can't stand that guy. I can't stand him.
Well, they've only been married for just about a year or so.
I don't care. And, oh, don't even get me started on the... whatever. Oh, I'm annoyed by these people now.
I told you they're a different level, Jersey.
Well, I mean, if it were funny, if they were... they're just not doing anything. They're just kind of like... they're just back-talking, you know? They're just kind of talking. They're just kind of... whatever.
Jersey,
I don't know about
probably
it.
Probably after Atlanta is the most likely where you'll see a fight. Atlanta, you'll see fights. I would say next would be Jersey.
They'd say dumb shit. Is it out of bounds for me to question whether they really, like, maybe are involved in some sort of organized crime activity, the men?
Who knows?
The men?
I would say
specifically,
a good chance.
Because...
allegedly.
The ones that are involved. Now, apparently... I've heard whispers of one of them. There's a doctor out there somewhere.
That's the plastic surgery.
Sure. So,
that's
okay.
Jen's
that's
Jen's husband.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Plastic surgeon on the East Coast. Yeah, he got some
It's a ton
coins.
Of fucking dough.
Yeah.
The rest of these guys don't really seem capable of earning the money legitimately. I mean, I don't know. This is me.
I don't know if
speculation.
You I don't know if you noticed Joe and Melissa's house. It's like a McMansion, and he's in construction.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, so is the waste management industry. These are all covers, you know. It doesn't matter. These are guys that roll their short sleeves up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They have short sleeves, and they roll them up. They also have something that I have a real problem with, and it bothers me when I see it in person. These are guys that shave their arms.
That is
okay?
bizarre. Who the hell, what man shaves their arms?
Great question. Unless you are maybe a Michael Phelps type, or I'll even go as far as what's his name, One Nut Armstrong, Lance.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a world-class athlete and you need that 1/1000th of a second that arm hair is going
but
to
really?
Delay. But that's what they say for swimmers and cyclists, you know, that resistance, that wind resistance can make it. Other than that, why are you shaving your arms?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
But you see it sometimes. These guys that shave their arms.
Yeah, because most guys have hairy arms.
Not overly hairy, but there's some
hair.
That's,
I know I'm saying.
Well, that's the thing. They have enough hair that when you see the complete absence of it, it's noticeable.
Yeah.
It looks unnatural.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, it looks like, huh, well, what's up with that? Do they have that condition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, they got a full head of hair. Yeah. Maybe even a little, or maybe not a full head of hair. Honestly, now I'm being very stereotypical.
Yeah. Involved in...
But, you know, they have some sort of scruff or facial hair, right?
Yeah.
They have the ability to grow hairs. Their eyebrows are there, but they shave their arms. And I just don't understand why. Again, so what? So when you go on your bike ride, did you just cough on
I'm
mic?
Very sorry.
And you didn't pause it?
No,
how
you know
unprofessional.
What? St. Louis is full of pollen.
It
and
is.
I just
the air
outside,
is dusty.
And it's in my throat, so apologies.
Oh, boy. I'm just grumpy right now. That's all there is to it. These people annoy me. There's not enough fighting.
There wasn't a good storyline tonight. It was all still carried on from the reunion.
And they're so gaudy. They're so fucking gaudy and tacky with the thing. Okay, so you have, you know, what we already mentioned, the photo shoot, right? And then you have an 18th birthday party, which that's worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Going to college, I get that. That's okay. We'll give that a pass. That one's fine. No way are we going to overlook this. The little session with Teresa and Danielle and maybe someone who I don't know their name. I guess maybe one of the Jens. It was the other Jen. When they're getting their ass fucking,
that Jen, her husband's the plastic surgery.
Okay, so they have an on-call to a house call that shows up to the house. Some electroshock muscle thing that tones through.
I wonder if it works.
No possible way does that work. So it's just some snake oil bullshit. Someone sells you, hey, you know, and they're laying there with these fucking suction cups on their ass getting jolted with whatever it is. And it looks ridiculous. And they're idiots. And
they say it really hurts.
Oh, yeah, some of them were talking about having to take gas. It's just ridiculous.
Wow.
And I'm sure that's $500 a pop.
Oh, at least.
I mean, right? I mean, I don't know what that costs. But someone's making a just ridiculous amount of money.
Oil.
Yeah. Show me the scientific documentation that.
And I want photos. You know what?
Because if it works, I'm going to put it on my fucking belly right now. Give me that.
I actually was thinking, oh, maybe I could do that on my stomach, but then I think maybe it'd rip your inside apart.
It's just dumb. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I just don't think it works. Margaret was playing pickleball very, very poorly. I saw that. There's another guy. I mean, I hate to slander one of my little side hustles, but that dude's just taking complete advantage of those ladies charging. He wasn't making them any better at pickleball.
No, for sure not. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. So they all show up down at the shore. So here's another thing. Louie's dead. So we're celebrating Nate's survival of a brain tumor. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Any near-death experience, not terminal illness, but you know what I'm saying, life-threatening illness that you survive, is, you know, every day is a gift from that point on. And I'm not mocking that.
No.
I mean, right.
It's
true. That's real. But you have a big-ass, decadent blowout party about it?
Yeah,
do you? I mean, on what to say? Just celebrate his birthdays and anniversary. Wasn't this the anniversary of him getting out of the hospital or something? I found that to be odd.
I think that was just purely for the cameras.
Okay.
Because
another thing I thought was odd was this talk of plastic face Louie's dad.
Oh, 8 years sober?
8 years sober. Congratulations. I'm sure your life is significantly better than it was when you were actively alcoholic and addicted.
Mm-hmm.
But is that something we throw a big, hey, look at me party about?
Again, it's all...
You know, it's just a little too...
We're throwing parties for everything.
Sobriety is a gift. And it's not really an accomplishment as much if you're approaching it from a place of humility and
It's Jersey. There's no humility. I mean,
I hate these people. I just hope they start doing really entertaining shit.
Well,
I
know there's one episode, cause there was a promo where I think Danielle and maybe Jen get into a full-on fight and they're both suspended.
But oh, I don't suspended! Know.
Yeah.
They had to go to Principal Cohen's office.
So that's
Principal
coming.
Andy says no fighting on the property.
So that's due to come, and you know the guys are going to get into it.
Okay, I hope so.
Oh yeah,
I hope so. I want full on just like
fist fights.
Yeah,
yeah, okay,
yeah. At the party for Nate, they brought in R&B quartet or semi-choir.
It was supposed to be gospel.
Yeah, but it was kind of R&B-ish. Yeah, it wasn't to me, really it didn't gospel. Sound
church gospel.
It wasn't church. It wasn't good gospel.
No.
It was like R&B. It was like
they flew in from Washington.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Do you not listen to me when I'm talking?
I do listen, but I miss that part.
Okay. Well, you know what we're gonna miss?
What?
The rest of this, because I'm done talking.
Okay.
I think we're done. Can we be done with this?
Sure. Until next week.
Until next week. I'm Uncle Bye Bye.
I'm the Bridge.
Toodle Pip. Catch you on the flip. We'll do better next time. I promise.